for calling the customer care. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Joe Iverson calling. I had recently ordered some earbuds and a fitness watch through another website, and when I got the, I didn't understand the way the program that I signed up for worked. I didn't realize it was, I thought the price that I was paying at that time was for the full amount. But it ends up it was just a nice trial. I was paying shipping and trial thing anyway. But anyway, after I received them, I ended up being charged a considerably higher amount than what I would have realized. And then looking on the website, I see that the cost of the earphones that I was charged $69.97. And I see on the website that they're $29.97.
Okay.
And talking to the other website, they basically referred me back to you, said that they're just a third party.
Just provide me with your zip code so I can get an account put up here.
54669.
What's your name?
Joe Iverson.
And that was 54669?
Correct.
Give me a moment here. There we go. Verify your address for security purposes.
N5331 Locust Drive in West Salem, Wisconsin.
All righty, thank you. Due to seeing that he could have died. Okay, so what you're stating is, okay, you did the, what you did when you made the purchase was the trial, correct?
I guess so. I didn't realize that, but yes.
Yes. So when you did it, you did a trial. They would have only been $29.95 if you would have bought them straight out, but you did it as a trial. The original price of it is $64.97. If you would have bought it straight out and no trial, no 14-day trial, then it would have been the $29.95. It would have been the $29.95 amount that day.
So it's double the price if you don't do it as a trial. That makes no frickin' sense whatsoever. Does that make any sense to you? Would it make sense to you to buy something on a trial for double the frickin' price of what it would have been otherwise?
Okay, so I don't make the amount, sir. And it's stated in the terms and conditions when you purchase it.
Okay, I did not see anything about that in there. But does that make sense to you? Would doing something like that, whether you're part of the company or not, would that make sense to you to be charged double? More than double the price for doing it as a trial.
Well,
as a person that's not on, as just an individual, if you weren't working for the company, would that make any sense whatsoever?
Okay, well, yes, it does make sense, because that's the same way as if you go to a car lot. If you buy a car straight out, you pay what you pay for. But if you finance it, you pay interest, correct?
Not double.
But you pay interest.
Yes.
Okay,
but
that's
not double,
basically
it's not
what
over
happened.
3 weeks. So it's 150% interest in over 3 week period. Holy frickin' shit! I need to get my business.
150% interest. What do you mean 150%?
If you, I was charged $29.97 or whatever it would have been my charge, but I paid $69, and so that's, you know, I guess not quite 150%, 120%, but over a 3-week period. Not a whole year. That's just 3 weeks. That's a hell of a lot of interest.
Well,
do you have another supervisor that I could talk to? Because it makes no sense to me. I'd need to talk to somebody else.
Okay, I really don't have another supervisor that you can speak to in regards to it, sir. And you were also refunded half of that back. So in reality, you only paid about, $42.
$42. Yes.
So you were refunded $22 on it.
Yes.
So now you only really paid $12 more than what you would have paid if you would have bought it straight out.
Again, does that make any sense to would charge anything extra, whether it's done on trial or not? It doesn't make sense to me that a place would charge that much difference. It just makes no sense whatsoever to me. For a 3-week trial period, especially, like I said, I should have followed the read through more stuff on that freaking website, but I was totally mistaken on what I was ordering, but that was my fault, not yours, so whatever. But
yes. I'm sorry. I understand. I do understand where you come from. I do. So, and I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but it was stated in the terms and condition. You were also already refunded on the amount.
So what you're saying is tough shit, too bad, move on with your life. Okay.
That is not what I said.
I guess I will make absolutely positive sure that I advertise to everybody on my Facebook account and whatever else that the shop, whatever the website is, will not be used by anybody that I know. I guarantee it. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for calling.